education program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. We're visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
According to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Hallelujah. Rendin tal talangase El Noah and tal talangase Tukana and Antinena and tal talvika in Hawaii. Don bula binaka na singa binaka ni kuwa. We kenda na leo evit in the warung to my Pennsylvania, Washington D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Sebenua la mga warung to my Amerika, kemdo my Seattle, kemdo telo na ngone ni viti imne do sara 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 tu mai serevi ke matavale antikara do mula mena gorto na ngone ena siga mena kani kuwa hallelujah hallelujah tal tal gasi na itini garandini kem do na ngone do mula mena ka mai sero hallelujah okela ni kenda sabia kamata katuga mai zaki kira mau ike ni matau ni mula mena ka ena siga mena kani vikenda na varo tu mai viti login tu mai ni siga ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship with this 1 hour we belong to one church and we have one head and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of our Nation program. Hallelujah. Normally this program will be led by Randini Gasilebu and I'll be cutting in and out and the Sigamina Ganikua. After that then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we're here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like what I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about Him, not even wanting to believe in Him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Roger's daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and His name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and you know in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like Him. Like what Gasilebe has mentioned today, welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Navusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodist, this is a moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination, but they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us and thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay. But we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financier or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying ano ke tu kana lobster tiko turu ga sindo lu kana na lobster si borwai e me da ko na ba kala ba niko sa overflow emeni emeni. Because when you trust in God, Hallelujah. He knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Mm. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you can sing any question I can't do. No more vacancy. My column and attack. Nakaka na lumini no mukavati, elala mbeka na tanga ni flower, elala na waiwai, elala na freezer, esana kai tu ivale kukila, na namurai, esengeni ndona kai tu kikia. Waka kume loma langa taka, na zaba na roti kito na ndona maadhawa. Kuna vika iwa sechiko vika ndenga silewe na mataka ni singeni kwa, enda sa toru maya na kai senga vika ndenga samai waka na numa. Sa kauta na numu waka sama, e kauta na numu kaukawa, e kauta na numu ndu indu imbala tiko kila ni singeni ndona kai tiko. Ina dina ni mwasri kila wae kachiko vika ndaro ni kwa, mendaru kakwa ni nyunga onga wana. Come in the Rukani and sing in Matak. You can dump it to Niko and Yamataka and Nagazaka Taki Choir. Or you can bump out and a Lamu Kalawe, Kaloni Kua, Kaloni Mataka, Kaloni Vim Singa Kevin Matak. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of His words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. Kibakarea and Vangarandonato, Sangakanato, my understanding will tell me no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell Him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for Him to go. Why? So He can allow His Holy Spirit to be yours and ours. To be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, He's there with you. Hallelujah. Na nanda lisa sini tuko ni rawa. Na sanga sanga ni tuko ni rawa. Kwaya kwa dani program chike na matakni kokoro nation against all odds economics. And many. It's the kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's the kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nanda ru kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Oko ogana sekano milabo kwa mbulina ilabo kwa mbulina kakedana. Oh, hallelujah. Elebuna kaya lakutala na fiakchingi ato mebibiko. Okoya, eko mbula mbula mebibiko. Vambauti kwa manda. Vambauti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lulilai, kuni kundanda tubu. Emeli, sabakanda sabakanda mata malumulumutu haesengi nito biko okoviti esena. Emeli, wukibe kwa sabu kwa kwa sabu kuni kwa mata malumulumutu kwa sinito biko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust Him. Trust Him, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni sanga na labo kwela sanga ni biti kureba. Vita leke sanga na labo. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu sanga na mataka na kiko kabi. Kanga yuko set. I'm good. Kakwa bakando ni bakamba kame. Yali na ilomu. Ni yali na mataka na kiko. Sanga. Amen. Lema na mataka na kiko. Do not. Do not entertain the love of money. But never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. When you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you said, call the dead to life. You can never take the corner, Kalan Darugarava, El Bosa, El Randurinabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You can never take the corner from this side right up to this side. Say, you don't make a lot of milk in the corner, what's going to go? Emily, say, you don't make a lot of tuna on the need, tuna on the rendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as though they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be us. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God. Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't worry, lala tuna bausi yenantina ngo.
Hallelujah.
Aurawata na kakedanga na bukui Kristo. And don't utigongori. Niku sadengu may nadagalaga yenantina ngo. Ausalagu may merao na bula merao na galibusara. And don't utigongori, lala tuna kubate yenantina ngo.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't utigongori. Yokoya okoliadi. Turanganda uvala. That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ekaot Elijah vi kwa na maramani sarifadi. Mesanga ma indona keki. Tunoga sabosa nga indona iluku flower. Kino wai wai sabole lai. Ya, wabia maina kengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kananga isanga ni wati rao na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni leile na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni sa leile na wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wututi ni kaka na nukania. Ya nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. $25,000 in our pocket. And don't we are, we start with $200. Here nandino go, e pagao tiene kalona, 35,000. E come we are, because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what we shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah. Religious.
You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? Na religious go. Hey, hotel tala sini ba kote. Na religious. How many? Obia ba kote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kuni ba too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oy ko mo ba kandi na taki ko sa ko yuko sa nga kontabito gori. Oy ko din na gori. Tari ko to sa mo yuko din na gori. So ba di ba kulkul tu ngani ko lo mai lotu. Sanga mo yuko mai kandi na mai kandi na mai. Na ga itu ko itembara na buno ni vila ligi na buno ni ngat tembara. Hemeni kandi na mai yuko mo kandi na mai. Kandi na mai. Ba kandi na taki ko mai. Mal to ko na buni ndira. Ni ko ba kandi na taki ko na kalongo na ndina ni beko.
Hallelujah.
Hemeni. Kuni baka tele mutaki kerau, kuni baka ta vare mutaki kerau. Va kandi na ta, iko mondi na mai. How many? Sorry, mina ganat.
Hallelujah. Na Numbers 23:19, eka we can daro na kloy. It's a promise for everybody that's here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind.
Ooh.
Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything. Remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the bakit kibu sambulu ko kwa bosa sa tiko bata kena kalu ko kwa bosa asa kalu ko kwa bosa na vengan gani tiki ni bolo tabu kita ngore rambula era zengu tu zengu zengu. The breath of God is in on every verse, and that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man, hallelujah, to lie, the son of man to change my mind. Na kake do tukuna na kawa ya lala kina I wanna make sure I have them. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Eba kada la kita kada kuku kubi sta mici kwa kwa raka la mada warua mada wandua wulandua kwa ngo kubi sta mila kubi singa ameni bila tu kwa basa tunga eliu chiko kwa mer muna gani kuki la what you need, he knows. O kwa salu mi kwa baruta kubi kui kwa cruise cruise. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Wakati kwa kasi lebi kwa kemi na lebi na bila lebi tena mani boss. Lichungu ndani kwa saka kwa antiros sangu susa na nika itele bokuwe lichungu. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. Ana natala ndi sulebi kemi na kulo. Nindo boss. Amen. Ingwa na sulongo na kemi ni boss kemi ni sangu leza bana daba ndi na daba bila na daba bila na daba. Amen. Hallelujah. But the kemi ni sawa kia bata tunga sanga kwa lakani kala yuko sinro ni wakia. O kongo ala kwa no no lako no no lain. Kwa lako baka tatolo. So niko tiko ni kwa kakwa tala niko wakia. Tori kwa matua, tori kwa ndei. But ata kwa na nomu inu inu imbula. You know, your parents will fail you. School system will fail you.
Yeah.
Work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again, the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I'll say, Vingoma no bakaro mo yi and the bibakarotaki. I cannot reverse it. Okwa mandanga kome blessed ki kwa sekata jubi kono koko me reverse tak. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. Kwa kasa revisit ta koko na command from God. Me blessed ki kwa sekata jubi kono koko me reverse tak. Pagay kenda. Some of the way blessed kendoa. Some of the way kenda lube handa. Wananga telendere kira zengu. Dona we come into vina kubiko wana za kira biko zengu. Amen. Hallelujah. If I do it, I know the bullet can. You know, Kalongo, I know. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Let me read the Methodist. Let me read the Methodist. Let me read the Methodist. Amen. 11 na kaya zakatun lamani ministry wa wili kina na voli ni TV station. Esagani tunelabo. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. And he said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter, or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that. And I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is $50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry, Auntie Mary Davatina Valo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had $30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You'll see with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. Believe in this God and trust in this God. Because he's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you. To bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say. Close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. But
Sarongo weekend kabi kender bol tambu ko sarongo dono ko bosa kada kabo kende ndona ka satu mata buku satu to bata kendo satara normale en andal ni batu e ke bga ndo sarongo dono ko bosa kasin da kabo kende ndona ka satu mata lilia satu to bata ndo to mata satara normale en del ni nuku ni na tauna uda do gono ndo mbui na liona dangi na tamba kana pale kwa ia en mbale sakale una non mbale sabi mbuli en weekend to rangir mara mazor bo kino ni lewa en uno le mugo New Zealand na bosa ni kalu ndo sarongo da Nanu mati kau ngah tu bagar tu nanti umat itu Christian Fellowship na bingkar abis nonton bola, enak siapa bina kau kuah, ngingiring ngah ini, enak nambah satu kini waktu kau redaki, pak kalung kat kaki anda naturanga, enak siapa bina kau kuah, Amen.